The protests in Iran and, of course, Egypt were inspired by those in Tunisia. It's been a month since the popular uprising in Tunisia toppled longtime President Ben Ali. Since then, Tunisia's undergone radical changes. Among the most dramatic is a new environment of freedom of the press. Sabri Benachour of Station WAMU reports on how Tunisians are handling those new freedoms.
Along Tunis' main boulevard, stores are open. People drink coffee at sidewalk cafes. Just a few weeks ago, this same street was a war zone. Tear gas, stones, and bullets whirring through the air. And while all that was happening, there wasn't so much as a glimmer of it on Tunisian television.
The whole country was burning. People were revolting. And you know what they were showing on TV? It's a program about obesity. For God's sake, what obesity?
That's Nora Houidi, a 20-year-old student in Tunis. Like many Tunisians, she had little use for the old Tunisian media. Hamida Ben Romdan is the new director of La Presse, one of Tunisia's major newspapers. He says before, media chiefs owed their jobs to the dictator, Ben Ali.
When you have the boss who is faithful to the dictator, of course the journalists cannot do anything. Because if you write a piece and this piece seems unpleasant to the boss, of course you can't publish it. And this situation provoked a kind of self-censorship for the journalists.
It was this reality that led Ben Romdan to write an editorial entitled Mea Culpa on the front page of La Presse a couple weeks after Ben Ali departed. Ben Romdan apologized to readers for providing, quote, everything but the news, and promised a press that would be accurate, inclusive, and diverse. Now, he says, journalists at the paper are chomping at the bit to make that happen.
People find themselves free, and they behaved as if they were always free. So there is no any kind of self-censorship now, and people write very, very freely.
Things are different now. News reports actually describe what's going on. Satire, targeting public officials, absolutely unheard of under Ben Ali, flourishes on a popular radio station, Mosaic FM. Web pages are ostensibly no longer blocked, apart from pornography and terrorism-related sites. But there are still traces of the old ways. Some complain about deleted Facebook pages and blocked videos of police brutality against protesters. And beyond lingering censorship, self-censorship is a hard habit to break. Take this example on a national TV talk show a few weeks after the regime fell. This guest challenges the host after he says someone backstage told him not to talk about politics.
This is happening in national TV. You're scared about your jobs, like others who did and who sold out. We got used to it. We have to get used to saying no. You should also expose yourselves to losing your jobs, like some of us who exposed our chest to bullets.
People like Riyad Bin Fadl. 10 years ago, he was shot twice in the chest after he wrote a commentary in Le Monde calling for Ben Ali to step down. Now he runs a communications firm in Tunis. He agrees that some outlets are having difficulty making the transition to a free press, but others are going too far in another direction.
Malheureusement, la liberté de presse qui a été...
Unfortunately, freedom of the press has also sometimes led to excesses. Some journalists have a tendency to say everything. Because there was such a thirst for liberty, this thirst resulted in some unprofessional behavior.
He points to some journalists who repeated stories from Facebook that turned out not to be true. He says they need to get back to the basics of professional journalism. And he says Tunisia's journalists are trying to do that. A National Council on Communications is being set up to give guidance and training, though most are learning by trial and error.
Ces dérives, ces excès,
these excesses will be quickly corrected. It's better to have excesses with freedom of the press than to have responsibility with no freedom. The ideal is to have freedom and respect for the fundamental principles of the profession.
As one young man at a cafe put it, Tunisia is in the middle of tracing its own destiny. Like a prisoner freed abruptly after years of captivity, it'll take a little time to learn to be free. For The World, I'm Sabri Benachour, Tunis.